Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Frank Caliendo's in the studio today. Plus, in for Christy is Jess Hooker, Sports Talk, and Larry King. Right after this.
It's time now for the guy who'd rather talk like he's talking to his dog than have sex.
Is somebody hungry? Is somebody really hungry? Oh, that's my girl. You're so sweet.
Yes, I'm glad you asked.
Somebody's hungry? Yes, you are. You're a hungry little thing, you big sweetie.
Yes, I am. I thought maybe we could go
Yeah, Daddy's going to fix you a big bowl of your favorite num-nums. Yes, he is. Oh, is somebody mad? Is my girl mad?
Yes,
that's a good girl. Good girl. Come here, girl. Come here. Oh, who's the prettiest girl I know?
Great, thanks. Look, if you're going to keep talking like this, I'm just going to leave,
You're
okay?
The prettiest girl I know. Does my little sweetie girl want to go outside?
Yes, I do.
You do. You want to go outside, huh? Is that it?
That's it. I'm out of here.
No, be a good girl. Don't leave the yard. Oh, big sweetie. Here, girl. Come on, girl. Come here, girl.
This has been the guy who'd rather talk like he's talking to his dog than have sex.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Yeah. Oh, I like this one.
Oh, I like it. It's the spy theme. I like this one because Frank Caliendo is here with us in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. And
Frank does, undercover.
This does sound kind of like a Liam Neeson theme song for one of his many... movies where now he's playing the same guy in every movie.
That's okay.
When everyone's looking for me, you'll know me by my theme music.
it really gives me away.
It gives me away, but I'm starting to feel a little loose.
Very, very nice. There's Ace Cosby, our engineer, and of course the proprietor of the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day, Chick McGee.
Hi.
Josh Arnold is over there.
Hello.
Say it again because I forgot to say it one night. Josh Arnold's here with us. Been here all morning. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry if you missed him. Sitting in for Christy Lee, it's Jess Hooker.
Hello.
And I'm sure her next introduction will be coming from Frank because he owes her the favor because she just stalled and we're constantly repeating his Instagram address. At Frank Caliendo, and it's C Alien Do.
Yeah, at Frank, the common spelling, and then the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. And I put that Brett Favre thing up. Brett Favre, and then move over. And there is. And Josh, I put Josh on the spot mm-hmm. as we were coming back from commercial, and it's going up, and he was brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
I missed it. I was in the other room.
It was gibberish.
It was funny,
but
though.
I said be funny, like they always tell comedians to do, and we hate, and he did it.
I laughed so hard I cried.
What? He did it on command.
What did you do?
You'll have to go to Frank's Instagram.
Yeah, it's about to be. It's about to be posted at Frank C. Alien Do. It's going
to
be huge.
You don't pay attention to what we're doing and do that.
No, that's. I've noticed. I'm waiting for you to yell at me. Is what I'm waiting.
Oh, he's going to take it out on us. Not you. Yeah, he would never yell at you, Frank.
You're going to be gone, and he's going to be saying, "I don't want anybody with their phones in the studio."
He's right about it because I knew it as soon as there were three times because. Tom has complimented me the last few times for being so on the ball and paying attention so much, and today I've been really Instagramming the whole time, and I feel terrible, but at the same time, I'm a whore.
Frank, famously, as a guest, I was discussing this with other people beside Frank. When you would come here, if anybody else came in the room, you would disappear.
Yeah.
You'd be here, but you'd stop listening. But you've changed your ways.
And it was, but a part of it was because all I would do at the time was impressions, and I'd start to plan the time to do the impressions. And when somebody else would talk, I wouldn't have a feeling of, I feel like I was forcing something in, rather than when you're yourself, you can just talk.
You can weigh in
part of the conversation. Right. You don't have to say, I think Liam Neeson thinks this. Well, I'm not sure if you shouldn't be around here right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's part of it. And then, but today I really have felt like I've been a secret agenda.
Now do that whole speech again as Richard Dreyfuss.
A lot of people pay attention. Frank Caliendo has never done it. It's like a shark is circling him the entire time while he is conducting a high school orchestra.
Oh, God, that's funny. That's great. Now, did you hand Frank a different Ace Cosby joke
of
the day? Okay, now, so this is Ace, famous here for his great jokes of the day. But now,
Frank Caliendo,
right,
as Morgan Freeman,
right,
as Ace Cosby.
Okay, so I can play the intro then? I want to play the Ace intro so you know, but this is actually Frank Caliendo as Ace Cosby doing the joke of the day. Here we go.
Ace Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Why do Swedish warships have barcodes on the side?
Why do Swedish warships have barcodes on the side?
I don't know, yeah. So when they return to port, they can... Scandinavian.
Scan the Navian.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Brilliant.
Yeah, boy, the
that's
delivery.
What got him in his own show, yeah. Right,
yeah.
There.
My closer.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Very, very, very nice. Now, we have Jess Hooker at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Now, because Jess was so nice to you last break and it was just sort of constantly mentioning Frank Caliendo's dates and frankcaliendo.com. Mm-hmm. And what is it, Frank?
I gained followers by saying,
oh, I bet,
at
yeah.
Frank Caliendo.
Okay, yeah. And it's if you, it's, that's the Instagram at Frank Caliendo. See, right now he's Instagramming himself.
I was Instagramming the Bob and Tom logo with the joke of the day on it.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
I'm at the Chick McGee. That's that Josh Arnold. It's Jess Hooker _. It's all of us on Instagram, Tom. What about you? Are you on Instagram?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
My sister is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, Frank, my sister and I and my whole family, which, as you know, is expanding like the universe. So we're in this really cool vacation on this island in the Caribbean, and my sister will not get off her phone. And I go, Jan, for God's sake. And she goes, it's my work. Because her daughter's going, Mom, get off the phone. But she's so into Instagram because she's revitalized her entire career because she's
a fashion
model. And
yeah,
so.
Especially, and she's got a genre, right? Because she's a little.
She was the old lady in the, what was the big commercial that she was on last year?
The Gap? No.
No, Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'll give you her Instagram.
You know what? I'd like to speak on behalf of your sister, which isn't
easy
often
to
needed
do.
Because she's always talking, but. When you say she was the old woman in the Nordstrom ad.
You know, that's something that only a brother could say.
Yeah,
say sorry.
She's the older woman, possibly would be a better word.
Yeah.
She's the beautiful model in the Nordstrom.
Yes, the older woman.
She's the geezerette.
Yes.
Yeah. That's another
way.
Yeah.
Yes, she plays old lady Gertie in the Nordstrom commercial.
She looks like Mrs. Truman in the Nordstrom commercial.
Jen's very pretty, but she is a woman,
very
of a certain, woman of a certain age, and she's proud of it. And
I would kiss your sister on the mouth.
Hey.
Oh, whoa, dude.
No, what are you going to do, fight me?
I think so.
Well, first,
oh, man, pay-per-view, Josh versus Tom, ding, ding, ding.
First, Josh, you'd have to get her to stop talking.
I don't think it's, what are you going to do, fight me? What are you going to do, fire me?
Oh, yeah, I didn't consider that.
That might
not
be
funny anymore, is it?
I sometimes forget he has that power.
So, anyway.
He would have someone else.
If you want to follow Jani, she's all over Instagram. It's her last name is Devillenuv, Devillenuve. It's too complicated.
Spelled C alien do.
Yes.
Can I interrupt something? Which is
brilliant at the plug.
I didn't tell you guys this. Maybe I should save it for sports. I'll save it for sports.
Sports is over.
Let me do it right now. I don't know if there's going to be another sports.
No, there's not.
Mercifully, no.
Thank you, Tom.
I was calling last weekend, while the draft was going on, who I'm friends with, I was calling the GM of the Cardinals as John Gruden, telling him I wanted to make trades with him.
Because we should point out, you live in Phoenix.
I live the same street as the Cardinals training facility, the Arizona Cardinals training facility, and I'm friends with Steve Keim, the GM of the Arizona Cardinals. I coached his kids in flag football, and he was very appreciative, and he was thought I did a great job.
Sure, yeah.
And, did he ask you for some tips? Are you currently drawing up some plays for the offense for the Cardinals?
That'd be so cool. Do you get footballs in your yard? Like if you live on a golf course, you get golf balls in
your yard? Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Like that.
Okay.
But I was calling up, and one of the voicemails I left him was, I'll tell you what, man. I was listening to some local sports radio, Steve, and I got some ideas for some trades right now. How about you take that number one pick? You trade me that number one pick for my number four pick. You pick a Kyler Murray. I trade him back for him. Then I give you my number 27. I went through this whole thing, and I go, stupid thing. I'm like, I think that would be a pretty good trade for both of us, man. I love you. Let me know. Then
does he know it's you?
Yeah, he knew it was me, but then he sent it to Mike Mayock, who is the GM of
the Raiders.
And he's like, what? He's like, WTF is this?
Oh, no.
But Mayock knew. Mayock, I have the text from Steve, too. Like, he sent me a picture of it. He's like, Mayock says, Frank Kellyanne is pretty good at that. If I hadn't started it out with... I've been listening to some sports radio stations.
Yeah.
I might have had a better chance, but that's three or 4 hours before the draft. I'm messing with these guys. I called up as Jay Glazer, and who's the NFL on Fox. I was like, you're not going to believe it. And you have to swear as him. They're throwing F words everywhere. Like, somebody, what's going on? Is there a trade between you and Gruden? Is he trading for them? And then I called up as Adam Schefter. According to my sources, it appears there's a possible trade that might be happening. I heard you're talking to the other guys. Please don't leave me out. My phone is on.
I wish you guys could appreciate how dead on
they are.
Of that is.
Yes.
It's funny. Yesterday, somebody told me my Schefter was completely off. And I was like,
No, it's not off. And the Glazer's insane.
It is 100% correct.
Glazer the guy that lifts weights constantly?
Yeah, I work out. I'm on my way to work out. I actually work out. I could play. They're thinking about, because I have no neck, they're thinking about having to play Ram Man from He-Man.
Right.
Just do that. He looks like the automatic pilot from the airplane.
Yes,
movie.
No neck.
Or the Juggernaut. Absolutely. The Juggernaut. The Juggernaut and the X-Men stuff.
Otto.
Is there a lot of pressure for all these guys at these various sports networks like ESPN? Is there a lot of pressure for them to be in shape? Because a lot of these guys never really good at sports, but they all talk about sports. Because they're on TV, do they have to?
I mean, it does appear to me that a lot of the insiders are in shape. In basketball, they're not. I don't know why that is. Mm-hmm. But the football guys...
I noticed that Jim Rome suddenly got really in shape.
Incredibly buff.
15 years ago.
From benching a house.
Is that right, Jim?
How great is that?
I was wondering,
not just a small cottage. We're talking about a mansion.
Is that after the whole Chris Everett incident?
Chrissy.
Remember that? Remember that?
Jim Everett.
Yeah.
That thing.
Mount Everett. Just sounded a lot dirtier.
Yeah, I don't know how he got so popular, because I thought he was done when the Jim Everett thing took over, because he was such a jerk, obviously.
Do you know how viral that would have been?
Oh, my
God.
Today? So people don't know, he kept calling Jim Everett Chrissy.
Chris
and he goes,
Everett.
If you call me that again, I'm gonna punch you or something like that. He goes, okay, Chrissy.
And he comes over the table.
He comes across the table and punches him.
Rightfully so, yeah.
But it's like a childhood thing. He goes, Jim Everett goes, I bet you won't. And he goes, I bet I do.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet you won't. I bet I do. And he goes, Chris. I mean, it was, and then you hear this, and they dive at each other.
Well, it's crazy.
Frank Caliendo, one of your first impressions you did with us was Jim Rome. And I thought it was so great that I knew a guy that knows Rome, so I had him in those days burn a CD of it sent it to him, but I got a thing back going, Rome has no sense of humor. He won't like this.
I saw him in a hotel lobby once, and I walked by. I go, hey, Jim Rome. And he goes, hey.
He is one of those guys you use both names. Hey, Jim Rome.
He won't even look at me, and it's funny. Yeah,
that's a shame. That's really silly.
He wouldn't even look at me. You're not there. Invisible to me. It's like the sixth sense. You don't exist. Spoiler alert. But I don't know what the deal is. I think it's because he puts himself on a pedestal in the show, and that's what it's all about. And he calls the people that listen to the show the clones.
Right.
So he just didn't take well to it. That's
that's a bummer. Yeah.
One of my favorite things that Frank ever did. I'm going to be very specific. I loved it when you would do John Madden talking about how much he hates Frank Kelly. And
yeah, the guy really. All he does, he comes on a radio show, and all he does is wants to plug his Instagram or his dates. He doesn't ever do. He doesn't get any new voices. I mean, he just does the same stuff over and over and over. And I want to punch him in the neck. I mean, you look, if you can find his neck, that you want to bang, punch him right there. Whack, like what I love to see happen is Brett Favre take a football and throw it through Frank's neck. I don't know if he could, like, make it pass right through there like a sieve. I don't know. I'm not sure what a sieve is.
I think Chick said this the other day.
If it was smart, I said it.
Madden has been retired for a few years from announcing. Yeah, but the game Madden, now there are people that play it that don't even realize it's a reference to John Madden.
He's not in it. They bought him out. Years ago, they bought him out of the game, and they couldn't change the name of the game because people know it. The kids know it just as Madden. Mm-hmm. Like, the NBA game is known as 2K, NBA 2K, which is a different branding, name brand. But Madden isn't, it's not EA Sports Football. They don't know that. They just go Madden. You playing Madden?
Yeah, did you get the new Madden?
Yeah. Yep. It's not.
Does he get a royalty or do they buy
him? No, they bought him out because he was making so much money on it. They're like, we're just going to give you millions of dollars.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Well, another guy from that era is one of my favorites of all time. I'm talking about Larry King. I used to listen to Larry. He had an overnight coast to coast radio show that was just great. And Larry's semi-retired. He's still out there pretty active. But Larry apparently had a heart issue yesterday.
Oh.
Angina.
Yeah.
I think it's going to, you say potato, I say potato.
Actually, doctors say angina now, but angina.
Really?
Angina is also kind of correct.
Do they also say vagina?
Did they get tired of the acute angina jokes? Oh, thank you. And you have a handsome penis.
You know, those are classics. Those of us who suffer from angina. So
Larry,
Larry's
recuperating. Best of luck, Larry. He had an angioplasty, I think, to open up a previous bypass from 20 plus years ago, I believe, maybe even more than that.
This sounds like road construction, doesn't it?
Didn't Dick Hitzwater sit in for angioplasty one morning?
I think he might have.
Or will he tomorrow?
Opening up a bypass. Here, let me get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom Show, USA. Hello, it's me, Larry King.
Oh, hey, Larry. Just talking about you, Larry. You okay?
I'm doing fine. I heard you talking about my recent heart troubles, and I want you to know it's nice to be appreciated.
Sure, yeah.
I also want to tell you not to worry. Thanks to a pact I made with Satan many years ago, I'm utterly indestructible.
Oh, really?
Obviously, yeah.
Did you know I've had 17 heart attacks?
Wow, that's I didn't know that.
I've survived a number of illnesses over the years. Right now, my prostate is so big it has its own moon orbiting it.
Wow.
Well, that's big.
Yeah.
That's a big prostate.
That is, man. One kidney I had harvested from a wino. The other one's from a baboon at the L.A. Zoo named Baba Lucy.
Wow.
For the record, I whiz like a fire hose.
Not good to know.
My liver once belonged to one of the many gigolos who courted Debbie Reynolds. By the by, on an international flight in 1982, Debbie killed a Norwegian with an ice pick. She was never suspected. Admittedly, the woman was a national treasure.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But she couldn't stand Norwegians.
How strange.
Odd.
Yeah, that is odd. It's randomly odd.
Remember when I used to call into your show all the time with the interviews and the wacky random thoughts?
How could we forget?
Oh, those were the days.
Then you decided it was that I was too old, and you casted me aside just like the TV networks did. Well, let me tell you, I'm on my third heart, and I've got 10 more in the freezer.
Okay? You're going to be around a little while, baby.
Yeah, man. I receive daily injections of human growth hormone and a weekly blood transfusion. Also, I eat placentas like other people snack on popcorn.
Oh, that'll keep you young and alive.
You bet. My testicles came from a 19-year-old college student who volunteered for the wrong medical experiment.
Whoops.
Gotta read the fine print, Chachi.
Wow, you got us nuts. Huh?
I've gone through 36 wives, and I've ruined each one for other men.
I'll bet.
Also, I once nailed Angie Dickinson.
Wow.
And I plan to outlive all my sexual conquests. Wow. Hail Satan.
Jeez.
Well, that's it for me, gang. Look, don't forget, I'll be defecating on all of your graves.
Oh, geez.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.